This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 62 for Thursday, September 14th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ice futures canola market is stronger Thursday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's correction off nearby lows, with a downward revision to Statistics Canada's production estimate for this year's crop, providing some support. Canola up $2 to $5, the November contract up $3.50 at $758.80 per ton. StatCan pegged this year's crop at 17.4 million tons, down slightly from the August estimate, but well below the 18.7 million tons grown last year. Gains in outside markets, including Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures, provided additional support. But seasonal harvest pressure did keep the gains in check, with 42% of Saskatchewan's canola crop off the fields there, according to the weekly report. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, wheat lower, while corn held closer to unchanged, although the bias was lower at the final bell. Soybeans underpinned by production uncertainty with recent hot and dry weather across the Midwest, likely cutting into supplies. The November contract, it's up 10 cents at $13.60 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 700,000 tons were in line with trade expectations. Canadian soybean production was estimated at 6.7 million tons. That's relatively unchanged from the August forecast and up slightly from the 6.5 million tons grown last year. Corn futures held near unchanged for most of the day, down a penny in the December contract at the close at $4.80 per bushel. Canadian corn production was raised to 14.9 million tons by StatCan, comparing with the August estimate of 14.7 million and last year's 14.5 million ton crop. Wheat, it was thought to be running into resistance after moving higher earlier this week. The December Chicago December contract backed away from the psychological $6 per bushel level. It ended down 3 cents at $5.94 per bushel. Kansas City wheat down 8 cents in the December contract at $7.36 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in December at $7.83 per bushel. Canadian wheat production was raised to 29.8 million tons by StatCan. That would be up by about 400,000 tons from what was grown from the August estimate, but still well off the 34.3 million tons grown last year. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of just over 400,000 tons were up on the weekend in line with expectations. That's a look at the ice futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.